What is the dust? Does that have another name?
Antidote. PCP. Mm. And lava thing.
Hey, what does that angel do to you? You have any idea?
Deteriorates your brain. It does much faster. In fact, they talk about it's as bad as heroin. Because, thing about it, you can't take too much of that stuff. And especially if you snort it. And, like I knew a boy, but I still know him. But, I think he took a little bit too much of this stuff. He didn't know who he was for a week. He was just...
Was he conscious? I mean...
Yeah, but, you know, he was just...
Was out of it.
You know, he didn't know where he was. They had to take him home after he got there. Mm. He stayed... They said he stayed in bed, just looking up at the sky. Like that. For about a week. Then he kind of woke out of it, you know. But he just took a little bit too much of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like a big overdose.
Yeah.
Which probably would have killed him. But he just took a little bit too much. He was spaced out for a week. Mm.
Somebody told me that PCP was really animal tranquilizer.
Yeah. And they use it for crazy folk. You know, to bring them back, trying to relieve them. Well, whatever you call it. But then they started taking that stuff. It just came in as a fad about a year ago. Because, see, like, most of the kids now won't. You know, like, if you wanted to kicks. Let's see, when they first start off, usually they smoke cigarettes. That's an elementary school. Then about sixth grade, they start smoking dope.
Yeah.
And they
when
do
that.
When
you say smoke dope, does that mean the same thing as
marijuana?
Yeah.
Then they start on the antidote. Well, see, most of the kids, they follow the pattern. They go from, then they start, like, after they flew with marijuana, most of them go to, what do you call this stuff? Cocaine. Well, see, they start that stuff. See, folk that, people who, snort that cocaine, they don't take hell, because, see, that stuff don't mix.
Yeah.
And, see, you can't snort hell, that'll blow your mind out. I mean, that won't be too much of you left.
Yeah.
And, see, they shoot up in some of the most awkward places. Shoot on the tongue. You know, usually, you know, when people think about shooting up, they think it's in your arm. Not too many kids do that anymore.
Really?
They do it in the veins. They do it under the leg. They do it under your tongue.
I don't see how you can put a needle under your tongue.
They do it. It hurts. It has to hurt because, see, when they strap it, they usually strap their, their thing, so, you know, you can't really feel it that much. You kind of know.
I've heard of people doing it between the toes.
Anyone where there's a vein, they do it.
Mm.
Or artery, I really should say.
Is there much traffic and stuff like anything that comes in capsules or pills or that kind of stuff?
Nah, not really that much there. Everybody's going to smoking or snorting or shooting up when they get too far along. But they don't really take too many ups and downs.
Do you know any different names for those kind of things?
What?
Uppers and downers.
Horse.